Hey, After Buzzers, we are back for Queen of the South Season 2, Episode 2. It got hot and heated, so tune in now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love this opening song.
Right, that's what I was going to say. We just can't get enough.
It's so good.
The opening song. Everyone has a right to the
right?
Throne.
Such like energy, right?
And it's perfect for the show.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, After Buzzers, my name is Candace Cruz, and you can find me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz. Now I'm joined with my lovely co-host.
Hi, guys. I am Mo Classified, Mariah, whatever you want to call me, but find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mo Classified.
And we are missing one of our co-hosts tonight. We miss you, Leslie, but she will be returning next week. So
yes, we won't have to miss her anymore.
No, we won't have to miss her anymore. I know a lot of you all loved her accent, and I will do my best
to give them some of that.
To give them a little bit. I'm not as good as she is, so bear with me.
Right, right.
I will try.
I'm sure somebody out there will love that accent, you know, that you give them.
I try a little bit. Yeah. You know, I got to have a little bit of the sass and the salsa and the little bit
and
of
roll
Spanish.
Those R's.
Roll those R's, girl.
That's what they love the most.
Yes, they do. I'm going to try the title of this show. It's Dios y el Abogado, mm-hmm. I think. If anyone speaks Spanish, let me know. I kind of speak Spanish, so I'm trying my darndest.
Right.
But
I don't speak Spanish, but I thought that was great.
You did a really good job doing Teresa last week.
And, you know, I think I got it down.
Okay, Teresa. Teresa, there you go. Yes. See, you got Teresa.
I was practicing.
You were practicing. I can see that. Oh, look,
thank
see.
Thank you.
I love it. Well, I mean, there were no fair shortages of intensity in this episode.
Exactly.
Like, we start off with a whole on hold up.
Definitely.
With James going in and meeting up with Jimenez and confronting him. Basically, you know, Camilla has got her cards set out for her right now, because now her husband wants a divorce.
Right.
She has said no to the divorce, mm-hmm. basically invoking war against all of the cartel and everyone, completely against Camilla. So right now she is trying every strategic move to make sure that her business stays intact. Right. So she sends her right-hand man to Jimenez to get some product right. moved in. I mean, he walks in with guns blazing, to say the least.
Yes, and no more credit.
No more credit. Much. Which was
cash
interesting.
Only.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a very interesting way to see how Jimenez works, with like bringing James in to see the horse and giving this whole like story behind, you know, he was my most valuable horse, and now the most valuable part of him is that he can make babies for me.
Right.
So basically saying, you may have once been valuable, but value does not always stay.
Yeah. You wrote that one down, or you remember?
I have a pretty good, I'm trying to remember. Right. I've got notes, but that was one of those.
I will say this episode was just amazing quotes overall. Like, right? I wrote a lot of quotes down for myself, mm-hmm. you know, just to like go through life with myself. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like they always have good quotes though.
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah, definitely. But this episode was really good.
Well, I think it's just like, I love the show in general, just mm-hmm. because it's so much about empowerment in women, mm-hmm. even though it's such like a dark business right. that we're talking about. Right. But, you know, Camilla and Teresa leading this whole show, I right. think they have so many gems that are like,
right.
Boss
okay,
women,
starting
right?
in the beginning when they were walking into the party.
Oh,
and
yeah.
she told her, are you going to just let the dress wear you, or are you finally going to wear it?
Like, yes,
that was,
ma'am.
That was a good one.
I loved it.
And then I liked the advice that she gave her, because I feel like I would take that as for myself, mm. but don't drink the whole drink, because it's business. It's not, we're not
oh,
here
yeah,
to have
we're not
fun.
Here. We're not here to have
yeah,
a
it's
party.
Just like, yeah, you just mm-hmm. go in, you're just drinking the drink socially,
right,
you know, just to make them feel like, you know, I'm enjoying your party, but really I'm here for business.
Of course. And I mean, Teresa moved up the ranking already. I mean, mm-hmm. she's proved herself enough to Camilla. We see that later on that she's not completely proven herself,
right,
but she's in her good graces,
right?
So I mean, she gives her the best dress and the nice shoes,
right,
and takes her to this schmoozing party so that she can get, you know, some funds. So basically, James is working one angle, Camilla's working another, trying to get all their funds and their product allocated. Mm-hmm. And Teresa has to schmooze her way
right
through.
And with you saying that she is trying to prove herself, but at the end of this episode, we see that she hasn't really proven herself fully.
Mm-mm.
It's crazy that I thought what she did was actually proving herself. Like, when it was happening,
mm-hmm.
before Camilla found out about it,
yeah.
I was thinking in my mind, this girl is proving herself. Mm-hmm. Like, I was thinking they need her for right. that negotiation that she did at the end. But come to find out, Camilla would have liked it another way. Yeah. Like, no, don't do that.
There are no shortcuts. And I mean, even, I always forget his name, Pote. Pote proves that to Teresa. And I mean, we're jumping around a little bit here in the episode, but, you know, Teresa's in her nice dress and she's come home from the party and Pote comes up and puts a knife to her neck and says, don't ever get comfortable, woman.
Right.
Like, don't.
Right.
Because.
And that was like an interesting way.
You're valuable until you're not valuable.
Right.
I think that so many of their lines are so like telling across the board. Mm-hmm. It's not just exactly. specific towards one element of the story. It's definitely
or their life. Business. It's life.
It's
strategic
life.
And life.
Exactly. I mean, it was just. Again, the whole show's intense, and I love it. So shout out to the writers. I know that they were watching last week, which is awesome. Yes. They tweeted us. So thank you guys if you're still watching. But back to Jimenez and James and Teresa and Camila trying to, like, basically, you know, work around this whole strategy of getting the product through. Right.
With the cash.
So, mm-hmm, with the cash. So they always have this horse race, which I love horse racing. I'm from Kentucky, so okay. I love the horse racing, which it's a big deal apparently within the cartel too. Did not know that.
Right.
Learned something new. But they go to this horse race. It's La Mano Pandrosa. Yes.
Good memory.
Got it.
Really
got it. So they basically all of the big families within the cartel mm-hmm. go and have. I couldn't remember how many horses were in the race. It was a smaller amount though. I think it was like maybe
five or six.
Five or six. And so the four of the Teresa, James, Camila, and Beto. I always mess up his name and I don't know why. Are, you know, plotting to figure out how to basically rig this race so that they can get their money turned over.
Right. Okay, so one thing I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did they talk to them before giving them the fake money? Like, talk them into accepting the fake money?
No.
Because then after they gave them the fake money, she was like, look, you accepted the fake money.
Right.
So you're going to be in trouble.
No.
So, like, how did that work out?
Yeah. There was, like, a sleight of hand. If you see James, it's almost like the saying of, like, walk in like you own the place kind of thing. James full on went through that. He just went up, he said $1 million for Camila and set the bag down and walked.
Right.
Like, there was no time for them to really be, like, to check it and count it.
But I thought that they said that they go through that process.
They did whenever they came.
And then seeing if it's actually real. Not
they did that, but while he was watching the race. So when they came back to claim it, they were like, why didn't you tell us this was fake money? And he was like, you know, Teresa with her street smart, she comes up and she's like, listen, you're the one that accepted the money. You're either going to die by your boss's hand because you accepted the real money or the fake money, or you're going to die if you don't give us the money. So do you want to come with us or you want to kind of thing? She's smart. She's
See,
she's catching
on. I didn't know
on.
She was saying you accepted the fake money like, he knew in advance. Like, we told you it was fake money. If they did something under the table, I didn't know if that
I don't think
it
was.
It.
I think it was literally
it
like, he took
fake
it.
And make it.
Yeah. And at this point, he's kind of screwed.
Right.
But they figure out, basically, their strategy, going back to when they're talking and the four of them, is that they decided to legitimately switch out the sleight of hands of the money.
Mm-hmm.
So give them real money and get money back by your odds.
Right.
So do you know how horse racing works? Have you watched horse racing?
I have. But I'm not sure if I know the rules.
Right.
Yeah,
so they,
like how it really works.
They went in and basically found the horse with the best odds of mm-hmm. winning. And they figured out that was Blanco de Invierno. I'm trying really hard, guys. I hope you give me some time with this one. Blanco de Invierno. So that was the horse that they found out had the best odds, which is 1 in 12.
Right.
And so if you put in $1 million and he wins, the bottom number is basically what you get a turnover for.
Gotcha. Okay.
So the person that's got the lower odds, you end up basically getting less, or you get more money. So the person mm-hmm. with the biggest odds against them, you end up getting the biggest turnover rate for whatever lowest amount you give to them.
So they chose the one with the...
I don't know whether it was the highest odds or the lowest odds.
Okay.
I mean, I would assume... I think they were trying to get a surefire win, to mm-hmm. be honest. But they rigged it anyway, because, you know, with those little cubes.
Right.
What did they put in the cubes? Do you know what they did?
I don't. And then I'm trying to figure out how he even knew, like, just from looking at the cube mm-hmm. and the daughter saying, you know, ask him if he has any more cubes. Like, how could he tell?
I wonder if they put coke in the cube, just a tad, enough to slow them down.
Right. That's what I was actually thinking.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the guy
with
the money.
But I'm saying, how could you tell? Like, he obviously
smell,
could tell,
probably.
Obviously. Yeah. He just looked at it and was just like.
I mean, these guys work for the cartel. Like, they know the forms of this drug. I'm wondering if it's, like, just a powdered. I don't know anything about that, but I'm assuming. but They even went into the links of convincing the little girl. So the little girls go out to do, you know, the blessing on the horses. And the poor guy scares the living crap out of the little girl, saying, right, right. Don't feed it to the white horse, he'll bite you.
Right. A part of me thought that she was going to feed him anyway. Like, just be a rebel and I be know. Like, no, like, you can't tell me what to do. I'm not scared of that horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. I'm glad she didn't.
I was so afraid one of the little girls was going to take it. That's what I was worried about. They kept looking at the sugar cube, and I'm like,
yeah, like I want
it's sugar. You're 5 years old. Right. What are you going to do? You're going to eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was just waiting for one little girl to just pop back that cube, and then all hell break loose.
Right. No, I thought she would actually feed him anyway, despite what he said. Like, you don't put fear in my heart.
Well, neither of those happened.
Exactly. And I'm glad it didn't.
But one little girl dropped the cube, and they were screwed.
Right.
And the plan went awry.
Right. And I thought it was over then, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, James. I mean, we always know they've got a strong-ass team on their side.
And they always have plan up to plan Z.
All of it. So James goes over and gets the gun, and I thought he was going to shoot the damn horse.
Right.
I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, we're going to shoot the horse. And then everything, they're just going to run with the money and go. Just shoot the hoof. It's fine.
Exactly. And I thought I thought the same thing. They were going to shoot the horse. And I'm like, this is going to be kind of obvious. And then they're going to be looking for the shooter in the vicinity.
Right.
But just, it was perfect. Yeah. The way that the dirt was popping up at the same time as the shot happened. So it wasn't obvious at all.
Yeah, no. Both of us were like this watching it. Like, we literally just went like this and screamed. It was great.
Right.
Everyone around was like, what are they doing? What are they watching?
Yeah. Like, it's a good show. Just know that.
It's so good, guys. Like, it literally keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we'll finish up a little bit on the race. Like, obviously, you know, there was a sleight of hand that we were talking about with the money, and then like him getting away with the money. She offers the guy a bag of money to go if he keeps quiet.
Right. Now, to me, I thought that was a good idea, but maybe that's why I'm not in the cartel.
I thought, I mean, neither of us are, so clearly we're not good picks.
Right.
But I thought that they would promise the money because he was coming with,
and then just and not then give kill it him. To him. Yes, exactly.
I thought they were going to kill him right off the bat anyway.
Okay, okay.
But clearly, Teresa's still got, like, some good heart in her that she's trying to be, like, a savior of these people. Mm-hmm. Which James quickly told her. He was like, there is no good and bad. No bad.
Yeah, and he really wants the best for her.
Right, of course.
Yeah. But I, you know, like I said, at first I thought it was a great idea. And I'm like, yes, they need her. You know, she's proven herself. Like, look at these decisions that she's making. But when he said that, like, you know, pretty much don't have any unfinished business. Like, I'm thinking back on it, like, yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, even though he has $1 million, doesn't mean he won't run his mouth. Mm-hmm. You know, he's still out there. He's still a witness. He's still
no loose ends.
Dangerous. Yeah.
I mean, I think that she's making herself very valuable, but I still think, like,
she needs some work.
I think she needs to play the game a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think she's playing the game enough, but I think that, like, we clearly know that she is the queen. Mm-hmm. We see the flashbacks. We see her as her conscience and her guidance and, like, you know, the two different Teresas. So we know that clearly Teresa's leading something.
Right.
We don't know the end, but it makes me think that she is going to learn to start playing the game a little bit better in her defense, like, one step ahead.
Right.
Like, she's going to play Camilla's game until she's not anymore.
Right, right.
So I think she's going to play. She needs to just keep it a little bit tighter.
Yeah, and she just has to get more familiar with
what Camilla wants.
Exactly, yeah, the game that she's actually in. Like, she thinks she knows the game. She does know the game, but this is kind of a different ball game. Mm-hmm. So, like, get a little bit more acquainted, and then eventually, yes, you will be the queen.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get the hang of this. You're going to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of the queen and everything else, though, like, that poor girl had a sight for sore eyes at that party. So we're going to flash back a little bit to this party where, you know, Teresa is now executive consultant to Camilla's shipping business.
Definitely.
That she's calling it.
Yeah. Well, she proved herself in that aspect.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So we're moving on with that one. But she sees... Dun, dun, dun.
Right, right.
Guido. Oh, thank you. I love you with all the chiming in on the music. It's great. So Guido is not dead.
Right. And I feel like a lot of our predictions came true in this episode. Yeah. Like, we weren't expecting the predictions to come true this fast.
No.
We were expecting, like, way at the end of the season, but they've seen each other. I feel like she didn't know whether to question him, whether to doubt what was going on, whether to just love on him. Like, she was just so...
There's so much of a push-pull.
Yeah, she was just like, OMG. Like, I don't know what to feel or think or believe right now.
But she's smart. She's like, okay, wait, you're not dead.
Exactly.
So you escaped. Why did you escape? How did you escape? Right. Oh, you're working with the DEA. Goodbye.
Right. And then I feel like that's one prediction is they got back together. They were able to see each other sooner than we thought. But another prediction was, like we said, she wasn't sparing any feelings. It was more like, okay, even though I love you, get away from me. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a snitch. Like, I don't love you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we still have that entanglement of James. I still think that her and James are going to end up
together. Oh, I definitely do. It's so cute. I like how he handles her.
He loves her.
Exactly. Or not even handles her. He's just, like, so gentle with her. So I guess that's not handling her, I guess.
I mean, he's protecting her.
Right.
Like, he is full on, like, and even protecting her over Camilla, which I find fascinating. Because Camilla could easily just, like, knock him off.
And like Camilla said, James has loyalty towards her. So in Camilla's eyes, James is the end all be all when it comes to loyalty. But if he's still, you know, choosing Teresa.
Got it.
If he's still choosing her over Camilla and, you know, her opinion of him, then it's just like, yeah, he really, really, really likes her.
I think eventually, though, Camilla's going to figure that out.
Oh, definitely.
I think he's going to be like,
yeah, you're getting a little weak spot. You're getting a little weak, and I don't know if I still want you on my team if you're going to let this girl come in between all the loyalty that, you know, we have.
I give it by episode 4 till he's like, you either.
Head over heels. Oh, okay.
That, but I also think till like episode 4 where Camilla's like,
Get it together. Yeah.
You get were those still emotions on my out of here. Team.
Yeah.
Who bought your house?
Right.
Who pays you?
Exactly.
All that good stuff. Yeah. So
no room for emotions in this business.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, poor Teresa in last season lost her best friend Brenda. Mm-hmm. And then like her poor little son, we didn't see him last episode. We were all like, that was one of our things of like trying to figure out where's Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And poor little guy just called her.
Right.
I literally teared up. Did you see me tearing up? Right. I was just like.
No, I was tearing up. Yeah. When she was breaking the news to him. Yeah.
But he's like, I don't, my uncle brought me back and like, where's my mom? And she's like, I'll talk to you later.
Right.
And that even shows more like how much James loves.
Right.
Teresa, exactly. Because he
went that extra, that extra step, that extra mile.
He did.
Yeah.
He, when he got rid of the loose end of the money, because obviously he said he comes in, he gets the money back, the extra floating million, and says there was a couple short.
Right.
I handled it.
Right.
That couple short was put under Teresa's pillow.
Right.
That's for
such
Tony.
A soft spot for her.
And a game.
Right.
Like, that's just, like,
so sweet.
He was adorable.
I know.
I love, like, how kind of twisted this love story is.
Exactly. But, no, I love the fact that Teresa is so ready to take on the responsibility. Like, she already knows, like, I'm your mom now. Like, there's no other options. There's no question about it. Nobody else can take on this role. Like, I'm second up in line. Like, who else is gonna be your mother now that your mother is gone?
And father. I mean, he watched his dad die. Like, the poor kid is like, what do you think he is, like 10, 12?
Right. I was thinking 9.
Yeah. Oh god. It's just like, and the cartel just has no qualms about killing anybody at all. So like, all these kids are poor, like orphans now.
Right. But depending on like how much they allow us to see, you know, how long the seasons go or how far they go into seasons. Like, maybe we'll see Tony grow up, and just based off of what he's already been through, mom and seeing his dad die, mom dying, like, he could become a star player in this whole story.
Ooh,
yeah. Like, he could.
I like that too.
Yeah. Just from all that he's been through, like, I can just see him, you know, taking that pain and turning it into some power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pain to power. Ooh, see, you gave your own quote. You need to write that down.
You write that down, guys. You
write that down. Write down that quote. Pain into power.
Turning the pain into power.
Yes. I mean, it's just like, I love how much they put into an hour-long episode, too.
Exactly.
Like, we see, like, obviously we're talking about, you know, Teresa seeing Guido and, like, our predictions and stuff, but Guido's being tracked by the DEA, clearly. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we know, and Teresa now knows that, too. But first of all, I think she's stupid to go meet up with him.
Oh, definitely.
Because he hands her, like, before he leaves, he's like, come meet me.
Right. So I guess that shows us that she's not completely over him. No. Even though she played a little hard in the room, you know, like, you're a snitch. Stay away from me. Go away. Get out. Yeah. She still went to go see him.
I'm wondering if that's part of her plan.
Definitely.
That she gets close
to him.
We shouldn't
underestimate her.
That's true. She might be doing that, too, because it might be that she's going to him and being like, I love you. He falls back in love with her. Mm-hmm. So he's going to take the DEA off the beaten path
but
to
no,
protect
her. But no,
with
the DEA, you know, being the last person we saw in this episode,
I
want to
find out his name. There's so many names in here. This DEA.
Right.
Alonzo.
Okay. Well, Alonzo. I'm assuming that Guido is dangerous. So I don't think that he's trying to take Theresa off the path. I think they off the path. I think he's actually going to, you know, give her away or like use her.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, that could be a twisted love story. Both of them going against each other. See who's going to, it's going to be like a shootout.
Right. So that's why she does really have no time to spare feelings. It's like, no, he might not love you as much as you think he does.
I mean, there's always a saying, you keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Definitely. So I'm wondering if that's definitely like her play. But clearly this, the DEA that's, you know, close with Guido is one of the underranking. He's not the head honcho. So, right. I mean, he already knows. He's like, the dude bought a brand new shirt. Like, you're not going to buy a brand new shirt unless a woman's going to be taken off of you.
Right.
And clearly the head DEA is not falling for it. He's like, eh, whatever.
Right.
They're tracking Teo. So Teo is the lawyer.
Yes.
Very attractive lawyer. Just say it. Teo is Camilla's lawyer.
Okay, the one at the end that says, when she says, call me Camilla?
No, not that one. The one before, the very attractive lawyer. Okay. That she was almost hooking up with in the last episode.
Definitely, okay.
Well, I mean, the DEA obviously was tracking him closer.
Right.
Because they knew that he was directly connected to Camilla at all times. And, you know, Camilla's smart. She knows that the DEA is after her.
Right. But what do you think about, okay, when the DEA was talking to Guido about... Uh-huh. The guy in Phoenix, and he was like, well, I know what street he lives on. Like, why do you think all of a sudden he wanted to pretend like he knew who he was? Because I feel like he knew who he was all along. And when they first asked about him, he just said, no, I don't know the guy. But then now after the party and after, you know, all of that, he's like, okay, that guy that you were asking me about, I do know who you are talking about. Like, I wonder what that's about. Like, why all of a sudden you know who he is and you want to talk about it.
I feel like it goes back to, like, I think that he's trying to protect Theresa. So if you think about it,
I think he wants to give her up.
I think it's because it's like, okay, well, he knows Theo will lead to Camilla, right? So he's like, cool. If I can get a direct connect to Camilla, not Theresa's direct connect to Camilla,
okay,
I can get Camilla or Theresa amenity
and get her out of this. So you think that he is trying to give away Camilla, but not Theresa?
I think he's trying anything to kind of like...
That's going
to
be tough. Because I wonder if he knows how connected they are now. Theresa and Camilla. So it's like...
Oh, yeah.
It's tough.
I mean, but he probably still has that spot of like... He thinks that Theresa's just trying to save herself. So he's like, ugh, I can end up saving her too. So let's just get her out of this mess.
Right.
I don't know.
I know. Because so I'm thinking like, it's not like he has eyes on her at all times. So he doesn't know... when Theresa is with Camilla and when, you know, Camilla is an easy target. But even if she's an easy target, who's to say that Theresa is not right there being an equal, you know, target, you know? So it's just like, I don't think he has eyes behind his head or he knows everything that's going on, you know? Because I feel like he's kind of in the dark. I feel like DA knows more than he does.
Seems and they're like
just
it
trying
now.
To get, yeah, they're just trying to get whatever they can out of him.
I mean, they clearly didn't get anything out of Dale.
Right.
Because that what was the other lawyer? Do we know the other lawyer's name? The new lawyer that
no,
was
I
schmoozing.
Don't. Yeah, I don't.
So Teo before he's
new
dun,
lawyer.
Dun 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 dead. I love this. This is great. Before he shows up dead, he calls Camilla and is like, "Meet me at the same place, same time. Let's talk about getting your money that you wanted earlier." Clearly, Teo's boss did not like that.
Right.
And do you think Teo got rid of, or no, Teo's boss got rid of him, or do you think Teo killed himself?
Oh, no, boss got rid of him.
You think
boss
got rid of him?
You think he killed himself?
Well, I mean, he made it staged very well, like the hanging.
Oh, no, I don't think it was a stage. I think they were clearly saying, we hung him, like, that's how serious we are about this. I don't think they were trying to make it seem like he hung himself. I think it was just, like, clearly...
Oh, I thought it was the lawyer trying to make it look like Teo killed himself to the DEA. Yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't think that. But that could be true. But I was thinking, like, no, we hung him and we don't care. Like, just were that serious about this situation. Mm-hmm. Like, he was too much of, you know, too dangerous in the situation.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you know you mean serious business. I think this lawyer and Camilla are on equal playing fields. Right. Like, do not leave any spare ends.
Right. And even he said it. He said, we wanted to let you know how committed we are to you as a client. Yeah. Like, this is how committed we are.
Dang.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how to take that. Like, I'm going to kill my employee just to make sure that you know. I got you.
Exactly. I mean, like, that's some loyalty for you, too.
That is.
But I mean, at the same time, it works. Could be a little iffy, too. Because he seems a little, I don't know.
I mean, he wants in. Right. I feel like money talks. Like, he's going to want in.
Right. But I feel like, I don't know, just the way that he did that makes me seem like he's a little iffy himself. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a little selfish and that he could end up having the same motives that he did, you know? Yeah. And it's just like, Camila has to watch her back as well. Like, yeah. Even though he's acting like, I'm just on your side so much and I'm so committed to you as a client, it's like, no, he has some ulterior motives as well. He's in it for himself as well.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
But I think that, I mean, Camila needs any, like, adversary on her side as much as possible right now. Because mm-hmm. Epifanio clearly has all of his flunkies still running around trying right. to get rid of Teresa, which is now her, like, pawn.
Right.
Doing a war, getting rid of all of her product.
Her accounts
all of her
frozen.
Accounts are frozen.
Right.
I'm like, she's fighting hard.
Right.
Tooth and nail.
Right. But she's making it look easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is what a queen does. No matter how hard it is, make it look easy.
Do you think that Camilla's worried?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I can just tell. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, just how she's moving. I do think so. What do you think?
I think she is.
Yeah.
I think she's worried, but she's really good under pressure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I wish like, I was
I feel like
under
her whole
pressure.
Life has been under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I feel like, yeah, that's why she's just being so strategic. Like, it could come down to tooth and nail, you know, who wins the war.
Right. The fact that you can make $1 million into 12 in 2 minutes.
That's what I was thinking.
Girl.
I was just like, $1 million is enough, but you just turned it into 12. Like, mm-hmm. just like he said, your attitude should be a little better.
I mean, we still have, we now have the king on her side. Mm-hmm. She's got him and this back on her side. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she's slowly regaining the troops.
Right. Okay. But that 12 was going to go towards the
product.
Yeah. Himness. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So,
but then also she ended up telling him and this to place his bets on. So he basically made double fold.
Definitely. Okay, which is good for her
yeah.
in the long run.
He's getting Camilla's money and his own money. Like,
right. Yeah. And then she helped you with that. So it's like, mm-hmm. Now you won't tell me to just pay cash anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I just got you a lot of cash. You don't need any more cash mm-hmm. from me.
So, I mean, where does this leave us now? Like, where do you think that this is going? Because we were left off with, like, now Teresa is in charge of Tony.
Okay.
James is slowly but surely falling in love with Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Guero's back in the picture. The DEA is right on Guero's tail. Like, we have so many open endings from this episode. Like, what do you think is going to happen in the next one?
Right. No telling, because I wasn't expecting any of this episode. But let's see. I don't know. I think her and Tony will definitely be a success story. It just has to be, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Tony's just been through too much to go through anything more.
Who did she leave him with, too? Some random guy in the shadows.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I'm sure we'll figure out. He'll, like, come to be somebody important.
Somebody.
Or, yeah, somebody worth knowing. But other than that, I think Camila is still not convinced.
Mm-mm.
And you're still proving yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, on thin ice. But other than that, I really couldn't tell you because it's so unpredictable.
Yeah. This show's so great that it's so unpredictable. Like,
right.
It's one of those shows... That's the reason why I love it so much.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, they put so much in one episode.
Yeah. Like, and it's so, like, intricate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just
definitely,
talked
yeah.
about so much within an hour-long episode.
Right.
Like...
But yeah, all of their moves are intricate as well, which is why mm-hmm. I like it. It's like, wow. They're really... You know, they really put thought into every... They don't have room to not put thought into everything.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much research they had to do about the cartel. I feel like
mm-hmm.
that would be so interesting. I know that this is based off a book, which
right.
I need to get.
Right.
We'll be sure to comment the link below that you can, like, where the book is. Because it says it in the opening credits that it's based on the book
mm-hmm.
that
yeah.
Leslie
Arturo
was talking about.
Or something like that
yeah.
is the author, yet.
Yeah.
But what do you think? What are your predictions?
I mean, I know that definitely...
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah. I love all this, like, chiming
right.
in tonight. It's great. I think... Oh, God. I really hope Tony stays around. But for some mm-hmm. odd reason, there's something telling me I don't
right.
think.
A part of me does, too. But I'm just like, wow, how much more could you put this man through?
Right.
This young boy.
But I honestly, like, I hate being that, like, bearer of bad news or, like, the person that thinks the worst.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that this will be the the ice that breaks the camel's back. Is that the right saying? Or the something like that. I don't know the real saying. But either way, I think it's going to be like the end for Teresa. And she's just going to like
go at it.
Because I think that something's going to happen to Tony.
I can see that.
I think, I mean, she gave him a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And he's living on his own with some guy in the shadows. Mm-hmm. Like, he's obviously going to be her weak spot.
Right.
She even said, there was a line, I can't remember it, but a couple episodes back where she was talking about, like, you know, family is something that is, like, basically your weak link. I think that was, like, the opening of the first episode of second season.
Right.
Where she's basically talking about the loved ones that you have are your weakest link.
Right.
Of everything. And I think that Tony's going to be her last
thing.
Because she's already, I think she's over Guido. I think she still has that passion for him, but I think she's literally using him now. Once she figured out that he left her.
And he's a snitch.
Like, he could have easily taken her out of Mexico and she would have never had to deal with all of this. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, Tony's her last bit of love until she falls in love with James, too.
Exactly.
I think then that will be her last piece. But both of them are equals versus Tony's completely innocent and a child. So I think Tony's going to be gone. I'm sorry. I think James and her will end up becoming like a dynamic duo and ultimately overturning Camilla.
Right.
Because clearly they're already keeping secrets from Camilla.
Right.
I think that's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I feel like he's been around long enough to be able to run the business just like Camilla does.
He knows her moves. Yeah. He knows everything. Her preferences, what she wants, like all of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what about Tony being a part of Teresa and James? Like, they become a little family or something.
I mean, I hope so. Maybe those are the two predictions that I hope. Honestly, I think more so if Tony's going to, like, be eliminated. Mm-hmm. But we can hope.
Right.
Definitely. We can hope that, like, there'll be, like, a little family union within the cartel.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, clearly, Teresa, at this point, like, in the opening, when they flash forward to her being the queen, she has no problem killing people anymore.
Right.
So there's something that had to have happened that made her to the point to where she's, like,
No remorse.
Yeah. I'm not going to save anybody. You get in my way. You're done. Sorry. Bye.
Right. Tony's the only one she's saving right now.
Yeah. I think so.
We will see. We shall see.
Those are my only predictions.
I think the writers were like probably impressed with our predictions last week.
Hey.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Again for tuning in. But yeah, so maybe you'll be impressed with predictions this week and a lot will come true next week, just like they did this week.
Yeah. I love that this is like a live thing. I love Netflix and all that stuff and like binge watching. I'm a huge binge watcher, but I love that this is like back old school. Watch it because there's so much anticipation and I want to like rewatch shows and I want to like read the book and see all the stuff that they're putting out because their social media is great. Like, I don't know if you guys follow them, like Queen of the South on all their social media, but they're putting out like some really good clips. Right. I'm like getting some anticipation.
Right. No, I feel like their marketing in general is great because I see it, you know, most people only do their promo on, you know, it's on USA.
Yeah.
But I see their promo on other networks other than USA. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really pushing this thing. I see it on billboards, like you said, Instagram, social media. So I feel like, they're really pushing this thing and it's a good thing.
I think it's a necessary, you know, like in the time and the client, like, you know, talking about diversity and talking about female empowerment, like you got both right there.
Right.
And I think it's a side that you don't really ever get to see. Like, it's a really in-depth, like, deep story.
Yes, exactly.
And I feel like this stuff, and I don't know for sure, but I feel like this is stuff that really happens.
Oh,
like,
yes.
That we don't get to see, which sucks.
Thinking about the writers, like, you guys are very talented, or some of you guys might have been in the cartel. I don't know.
Don't tell us. I don't want to get involved.
Right. But yeah, definitely take some imagination or some knowledge, some true knowledge, experience.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So probably both.
Yeah.
Either or. I don't know.
I love it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, let us know what your predictions are. You guys are great. Like, I love all the comments, all the commentary last week. We didn't have the live feed up this time. The live chat, we'll have it up next week. Right. But you guys let us know what your thoughts and your predictions are because I have no clue.
Yeah, and it can go everywhere.
Those are, like, wild cards.
Yeah, it can go anywhere. Like, our predictions might be way off the wall.
I mean, every episode has completely blindsided me. So,
who knows? I feel like they put so much into one episode compared to what... They put as much as in one episode what most people would put in a whole season, you know? Like, they don't make us wait on anything.
No.
It's like, no, it's going to keep happening and it's going to keep coming.
Yeah.
Like, you thought it was extreme? No, it's going to keep getting extreme.
Exactly. Yeah. I kind of want to go back and watch all of season one again just to, like, get refreshed and get, like, ready
up
for
again.
It. Amped up again, right? So, that pretty much, like, wraps up episode too, don't you think? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, guys, hit us up. You can follow me on all of my social media. Again, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me at Candace R. Cruz.
All right, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at MOClassified.
So be sure to go follow, subscribe, like it, like this video, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.